The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The next article is titled Stargazing. Ashanti, Tracy Ellis Ross, and Tiffany Haddish are 40-plus goals. Forget black cracking. These fine ladies are over 40, are flourishing. We don't know who came up with the idea that 40 is old, because as the kids would say, famous women who have hit that milestone in recent years are giving the young girls a run for their money. While many of us are still getting our bearings after a tumultuous 2020, the ladies on this list have reemerged on sets and red carpets, looking like they're doing nothing less than flourishing. While Tiffany Haddish, Ashanti, Kimora Lee Simmons, and Tracy Ellis Ross are getting finer with time, Lizzo, Lori Harvey, and Kiki Palmer are living their best lives while young, wild, and free. Tracy Ellis Ross, stunned in a blue bodycon dress and bright yellow pumps on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Tiffany Haddish, platinum blonde, looks amazing on Tiffany Haddish while attending the WWE SummerSlam after party in Vegas. Ashanti set the whole internet on fire when she stepped out in this blue mini dress for Fat Joe's birthday party in New York. Kimora Lee Simmons and her kids rolled deep to Sugar Factory in Westfield Century City for Lee's birthday. Kiki Palmer glittered in this gold number on set in L.A. Yvonne Orji has inspired us to chop our locks looking this good at the VIP pool party screening of her new film, Vacation Friends. Lori Harvey, we know we are supposed to be looking at Michael B. Jordan, but it's Lori Harvey's toned arms that have us inspired. Lizzo, one thing about Lizzo, she's going to give you something to talk about. Jennifer Hudson brought audiences to tears with her performance of Nessun Dorma at the We Love New York City Homecoming concert in Central Park. Allison Felix shows off her stems and a head full of fun girls during her appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live. The next article is titled, Erica Liebay saw a need to help low-income and elderly patients in her community and set out to solve it with her medtech company. Here's how this entrepreneur turned her concern for others into a viable business. Erica witnessed the struggle her grandmother, a type 2 diabetic double leg amputee, faced when seeking non-emergency transportation to her doctor's appointments and knew that something needed to be done. The 33-year-old CEO of Memphis-based med tech company MedHall took matters into her own hands and created a platform to help healthcare providers facilitate special needs transportation for patients to and from their medical appointments. I wanted to find a way to positively impact patients and the healthcare providers who are now my customers, Erica says. As a result, low-income patients, the elderly, and those with intellectual and physical disabilities don't have to worry about at least one aspect of their medical care. MedHall's streamlined cloud-based process also means personnel in clinics, hospitals, and other medical care venues spend less time making travel arrangements for their patients. Before they had access to MedHall service, it said booking rides for patients would normally take clinical personnel on average of 11 phone calls and 2.5 hours of staff time per appointment. The company is making a difference for many in the transportation business as well. We partner with small transportation companies that have specialized vans that can accommodate wheelchairs and stretchers, she says. In many southeastern cities, including Memphis, New Orleans, and Birmingham, Erica noticed that many transportation vehicles were sitting unused, sometimes as much as 50 to 70% of the week. Even with all this good work, Erica didn't expect her career path would be that of an entrepreneur. She had seen her hard-working Liberian father run his own business and decided early on that life was not for her. My dad owned printing shops, and he just always looked so stressed out, she says. But the entrepreneurial bug bit Erica when she saw a billboard advertising taxi services for new mothers. That billboard was put there by the health system. They were trying to help because they know that a lot of new moms have issues with prenatal and postnatal transportation, she says. I was a fairly new mom at that time, and I could just not imagine leaving the hospital, especially after a C-section or difficult delivery, and hoping that I could hop in a taxi with a 3-day-old. Unfortunately, that's just what a lot of women must do. That bothered me. 2 weeks after spotting the billboard, Erica found out about the Memphis Medical District Collaborative Operation Opportunity Challenge. It was a competition to find aspiring entrepreneurs who could create solutions for operational problems within the Memphis Medical District. Transportation management was one of their top pain points, she says. Erica missed the deadline, however. I saw the competition and I was like, that seems cool. It's such a coincidence, but nope, I'm not applying. Then 2 weeks later, I got an email that the deadline for the competition had been extended. She submitted her business plan and became one of the 2 challenge winners. What might have been a coincidence soon turned into confirmation. Erica was awarded $20,000 towards financing her business and hasn't looked back since. That just kind of fueled the fire, Erica says. She then completed the Epicenter Logistics Accelerator and received another $50,000 in startup capital as a result. I was looking for mentorship around logistics because I didn't have any logistics experience at the time. Other opportunities for growth followed, including the Google for Startups Accelerator for Black Founders. In the beginning, Erica made a mock-up of how she envisioned the design and built an early version of the technology on her own. I could do that myself. I knew just enough about tech to be dangerous, she says. I'm not a software engineer, but my background is in clinical and research informatics, which is a fancy word for healthcare IT. Software engineers were hired for the final rendering. It has been 2 years since MedHall's launch. The company has facilitated about 9,000 rides to date and continued to grow as Erica actively adds to her virtual team. She has also learned to trust her gut instincts. I think in the very beginning, I got very overwhelmed by all the different advice. I was trying to take all of it, she says, adding that while it's important for an entrepreneur to be coachable, that they should also realize they will most likely not use much of the advice they are given. A native of Greenwood, Mississippi, Erica is adamant about keeping her focus on expanding her business in the southeastern states as she has in her current Memphis hometown. I've seen over the years that innovation typically skips over the communities that need it. The Southeast has some of the lowest income and sickest people. This is where we need innovation. Everything doesn't always have to go to San Francisco or New York. MedHall is a certified B Corporation, a fairly new category of about 4,000 businesses in more than 70 countries that aspire to balance purpose and profit. The next article is titled Essence Contributors. Christian Rose is a Bohemian-born lensman based in LA and Atlanta who started his creative endeavors as a painter. His aesthetic can be described as stylized, subject-centric portraiture, and he is known for capturing the beauty in people of color. He snapped our cover star for Show No Mercy. His common themes are vivid colors, fabric drapery, and plenty of prints and patterns. He views photography as similar to painting. It's just a quicker way of creating a picture. Audie Samuel, a celebrity stylist of Nigerian descent, grew up working with clothing, textures, fabrics, and silhouettes inspired by her cultural roots. This month, her special assignment was a trip to the motherland to connect with and showcase other creatives. That deeply personal project resulted in a love letter to Nigeria. Samuel has used her dynamic approach to fashion for notable clients including Michael B. Jordan, Yari Shahidi, Daniel Kaluuya, Yvonne Oreji, Kelly Rowland, Big Sean, and Cynthia Erivo. Her work, seen in editorials and campaigns for Adidas, H&M, GQ, Billboard Magazine, and Vogue, has been featured across the diaspora. Zarina Akers is a costume designer who began her career as a fashion intern at W Magazine while pursuing a bachelor's degree in fashion, merchandising, and marketing from Elim College. Akers worked with some of fashion's most accomplished stylists before venturing off with her own clients. Her accomplishments include Beyoncé's On the Run 2 tour, The Formation, and at music videos in the film Black is King, along with Chloe X Haley's film The Kids Are All Right. She's also hit the Hollywood Reporter's 25 Most Powerful Stylists in Hollywood list. With such a wealth of experience, styling Megan Thee Stallion for our feature story was all in a day's work for this dynamo. Kenra Rankin, our contributing books editor, dishes on the newest titles to hit shelves in Skinfold. The author of 5 books, she's now focused on how racism impacts Black women's health and uses her work to amplify our stories. She also produces video content for nonprofits, co-hosts The Turn On, a literary erotica podcast that explores the ins and outs of having sex while Black, and writes for outlets such as The New York Times and Fast Company. A Cleveland native and graduate of Howard University and New York University, she lives in D.C. area. She enjoys baking with her partner and having Beyoncé dance parties with her brilliant daughter, Malika Jabali. Essence's senior news and politics editor and a former Guardian columnist. Her writing on working class politics, culture, and race has appeared on the Intercept.com and TheRoot.com and in Teen Vogue. She received her law degree from Columbia Law School, where she was the articles editor for the Columbia Journal of Race and Law. Prior to that, she earned an MS from the Columbia School of Social Work, where she studied social enterprise, welfare policy, and criminal justice. The next article is titled, Looking Good, Feeling Good. The idea of having style used to mystify me. Sure, I had days when I felt I could conquer the world in the perfect shoe, but I could still remember my own The Devil Wears Prada moment years ago when a respectful editor made me doubt how I dressed. As a young editor, I was writing a celebrity fashion profile and needed clarity on the addition notes. In explaining her requested changes, she offered this as the reason I hadn't understood her edits. Well, Corey, you don't have style. Every good fashion day I thought I'd had prior to that moment came crashing down. This was the early aughts, and I couldn't afford luxury or trendy brands. But didn't the Tracy Reese silk shift I got from a sample sale matter? Or the baby fat royal blue strapless dress I wore to a BET Awards weekend party? Had it all been in vain? If I'm honest, the sting of that editor's moment and comment didn't fade until I grew confident in knowing the clothes that made me feel great weren't big name brands or hot off the runway looks. They were more about colors that popped against my skin tone or the silhouettes that worked best in my shape. Which brings me to celebrity stylist Zarina Akers, cover star Megan the Stallion to absolute perfection and Snow No Mercy. Also in this issue, Nigerian American Ade Samuel reconnected with her roots as she searched out what's next in style on the continent. And stylist Joey Thorpe, an Essence alum, dressed the Harder They Fall's Zazie Beetz in autumn's hot moto trend. These days, when I contemplate the mystery of personal style, I'm inspired by this quote from emerging fashion industry talent Shatiria Morgan L., who featured in Black Creatives Fashion. Being able to express yourself is the highest form of freedom, and fashion allows you to do just that. She reminds us, I love fashion because there are no rules. The creative potential is unlimited. For Global Black Fashion Issue, we asked Essence staffers which style icon inspires them the most. Here's what they said. Khalees. She is a style chameleon, always living outside of the box creatively. From hairstyles to career moves, she does it all, and I love that. Ali Brown, senior creative director. Prince, a man confident enough to style on the culture in blouses, heels, and buttless chaps, is the definition of iconic. Don't sleep on the parade era. Victoria, lifestyle editor. Zendaya, Ryan, Destiny, and Tiana Taylor, because they challenge femininity in fashion. DeSandra Brown, associate editor. Rihanna is my style icon because she can make anything look good. Angelica Amos, director, partnerships. Tracy Ellis Ross. Her style is unabashedly bold, yet sophisticated, glamorous, yet down to earth. Her personality shines through her fashion, and that is so inspiring to me. Stephanie Donovan, VP Branded Content and Video. Cicely Tyson, she plays Black culture in the forefront, from unapologetically celebrating natural hair to supporting Black designers. She was an undeniable trailblazer. Carmen Jones, experimental director. The next article is titled Zazie Beetz in Her Zone, a star of Netflix's The Harder They Fall, woes with one of the most popular fall trends, moto. Moto for fall may not seem fresh or innovative until you peep the kind of moto we're talking about here. Over the years, a trend that was once marked by a simple leather jacket or combat boots has broadened its reach with new styles and innovations, assuming a more contemporary role in the fashion world. As the The trend has evolved, however, one thing has remained the same. Its ability to add an edge to any outfit. And nobody knows edgy better than Zazie Beetz and her The Harder They Fall character. Mary Fields, a no-nonsense, gun-toting saloon owner. While you'll have to watch the Netflix film in November to see Moto done the Old Town Western way, the next article is titled All the Flowers, All the Love. I traveled to the south of France with Louis Vuitton fragrance to unlock what romance really smells like. Look up the definition of sucker for love, and chances are my face will appear. I've always been this way. I was the girl who dreamed of being swept off her feet, getting the white picket fence, and living happily ever after, and who has had her wedding planned to the last detail since she was young. Clearly, I was struck by Cupid's arrow early on, and my belief in eternal bliss has not waned. This past June, I got the opportunity to fully immerse myself in romantic love. No, it wasn't on a vacation, and no, I'm not planning any nuptials, not yet. Instead, I was invited to participate in the extensive process of making a fragrance that embodies the quality of love, and I traveled to do it. During my magical weekend in the south of France, I was able to learn from the best Louis Vuitton master perfumer Jacques Cavalier Bellatrude at his Atelier in Grassy on the French Riviera. He offered me a sneak peek into perfume Louis Vuitton's latest creation, an intoxicating fragrance appropriately named Spell on You. The science behind making a fragrance that is reminiscent of romance is a bit more nuanced than for other scents. Romance smells like love, peace, joy, and happiness. Sometimes tears. Cavalier Bellatrude explains over a lunch. But there's passion in romance. It's not just soft. I think the romance of your generations is something soft and tender, but it's also very strong. To strike that perfect balance between gentleness and intense passion, Spell On You is composed largely of one of the foremost symbols of love, flowers. When you are in love or you want to seduce somebody, you send flowers, Cavalier Bellatrude says, but the choice of flowers is very important. The master perfumer ultimately settled on iris and rose, an extremely enticing but non-threatening blend. The meaning of the flower is also important, he continues. I soon learned that irises symbolize faith, hope, passion, while roses represent love, desire, and joy. So for me to work with such flowers, it's a smell you love immediately. To create romance in my perfumes, using flowers is inevitable. It wasn't as simple, however, as mixing the two aromas and offering the result to the public. In fact, Spell On You was developed over the course of 3 years in a process that the fragrance experts describe as fluid. It's not an everyday thing because I'm working on different fragrances at the same time, he says, noting that in anticipation of the upcoming perfume launch, there were 25 other fragrances in the works. At Louis Vuitton, I didn't feel the pressure to deliver, he shares. Rather, he is able to rely on his own personal source of love, his wife, Mrs. Cavalier Bellatrude, to inspire him. As her husband's personal tester, she wore the fragrance daily, appealing to his senses and guiding him to the final formulation of the perfume. By the time Spell On You was born, it had gone through 75 iterations. One of the most intriguing aspects of the fragrance, aside from masterfully layering of florals, is the source of its name. A developer devout music fan, Cavalier Bella Trude, was inspired by the title of an iconic song first recorded by Jealousy Screaming Jay Hawkins in 1956 and popularized by Nina Simone in 1964. The strikingly seductive tone of I Put a Spell on You expresses the sultry passion that the perfumer aimed to channel in the bottle. When he played it aloud for me during our conversation, the age-old classic took on broad new meaning. The song plays with your emotions. The guy was good. Cavalier Bella Trude says of the original version, emotions are really the most important thing in life. The master perfumer's level of care and thought is rooted in the belief that the fragrance is for lovers. The investment must always be worth it. Perfume is not like a pair of shoes, he says, though he quickly admits that shoes are, in fact, a critical style consideration. However, the perfume is connected to the secret part of your personality, the part that only you know, he says. By wearing your perfume, you are delivering a message to others. That's why people are ready to spend a fortune for them. Because when you're naked, what is lasting? Your perfume and you. There have been few days since encountering Spell on You that I haven't turned to it for aromatic comfort. One skeptical of florals, I found it refreshing that this fragrance possesses not a hint of synthetic sweetness. You know, that high school scent that can trigger waves of nausea. Instead, the fragrance feels light. It is both tender and passionate. It lasts on my skin for hours on end. And, of course, it invites that alluring question, what are you wearing? But beyond all that, Spell on You embodies the qualities that I deserve in romance. It's intentional, gentle, enduring, and delicately spirited. We are just coming to the end of the pandemic. Cavalier Bella Trude says to explain why now is the perfect time to share this fragrance with the world. We are all getting back into the swing of things, and what we need is love. It's more than money, it's love. The next article is titled Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade Celebrate Their 7th Anniversary in Style. The talented duo took to Instagram to share an adorable slideshow of their love. Celebrated stars Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade usher in another wave of Black love on their 7th wedding anniversary. To mark the occasion, Union shared an adorable slideshow of photos and videos from their wedding day, select vacations, cherished family moments, and more. Ain't no stopping us now, the actress captioned in the anniversary post. 7 years and a lifetime to go. My best friend, the coolest homie, mentor, and inspiration. My love, my husband. I love you, at Dwayne Wade. Happy anniversary, baby. Hashtag we all we got. After tying the knot in 2014, Union and Wade have been inseparable as partners and parents. The two have raised money for the LGBTQ nonprofit GLSEN, which is dedicated to ending bullying and discrimination in schools and advocated for trans rights in America. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.